If you think we're finished with the New Year's, you're wrong. On the 15th of Shvat, which this year falls on the 30th of January, a new year will begin. Now, this New Year's Day will garner little or no television coverage. No one will be jumping into fountains or imbibing inappropriate amounts of alcohol. Well, certainly not more than on any other day of the year. In fact, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, is the quietest New Year's Day in the world, because Tu B'Shvat is the new year for trees. Let me ask you a question. Why should trees need a new year? Are they going to make resolutions? Will they turn over a new leaf? Sorry about that. What does it mean that trees have a new year? And why is it specifically on the 15th of Shvat? Let me ask you another question. If we were to compare the seasons of the year to the ages of man, which age would winter represent? Of all the ages of man that exist, childhood, middle age, old age, which age would you say winter represents? Old age, you'd say. Winter, as we know, connotes the chill of rapidly receding years and our leaving this world. Winter snow covers the world with a white and aging head. In every language, winter symbolizes old age. Every language, that is, except one. In Hebrew, the word for winter, choref, can also connote the hidden burgeoning of youth into maturity. As it says in the book of Iov of Job, as it was in the days of my winter, and winter here means dormant vigor. How can winter symbolize the bursting forth of life? How can we understand a worldview where winter is not necessarily connected to death, but to life, to the flourishing of life? The new year for trees, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, takes place in the depths of winter. Everything outside seems frozen and lifeless. However, hidden from sight, something is happening deep inside the trees. On Tu B'Shvat, under the frozen bark of every tree, at its very core, the sap, its life force, is beginning to rise. Everything looks the same as yesterday. Everything seems unchanged, but inexorably, new life is beginning to burgeon. It may not be the end of winter, but it's the beginning of the end. Now, you can look at winter in two ways. You can look at it as the end. You can look at its deathly chill. Or you can look at it as a silent birthday. The same is true of life itself. You can look at the winter years of life as the end, or you can see those same years as looking forward to a life just about to be born on another plane. The Torah likens man to a tree, as it says, "For man is the tree of the field." Just like the tree contains an unseen vigor, which rises in the depths of winter and death, so man has an unseen vigor planted inside him, an eternal existence, which springs to life when we leave this winter world of suffering and pain. When we celebrate Tu B'Shvat, we're not just celebrating the new year for trees, we're celebrating our own renaissance, our own rebirth. We're reminding ourselves that this is just a winter world. Winter really is just a paradigm for this world. In this world, darkness seems to rule. It's easy to think that our life is but a brief walk between two darknesses. But to a Jew, this world of darkness is no more than a prelude to a great light. The Jew sees this winter world as the harbinger of spring, not the executioner of summer. That's the secret message of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is a new year that proclaims that it was evening, but soon it will be morning.
www.rabbisinclair.com